It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The Deming City Council has declared an emergency in response to the increasing number of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The Deming headline reports that the vote happened Monday after City Administrator Aaron Serra said federal authorities dropped off at least 170 migrants in the city last weekend. This past weekend, those involved with humanitarian relief in Las Cruces announced that they have been overwhelmed and are running low on food. The effort in Las Cruces has assisted nearly 4,500 people seeking asylum since April 12th. And the Las Cruces City Council recently approved up to $500,000 in funding to help shelter asylum seekers being dropped off in the city by federal officials. Fred Martino recently talked with New Mexico 2nd District Congresswoman Xochitl Torres Small about that and more.
So I'm working hard to make sure that we're getting resources in the right place because this shouldn't be the responsibility of the local governments.
Are you optimistic that there could be reimbursement down the line?
I think there are opportunities for that. And one of the things I'm pushing for, Congress is currently working on an emergency or on a supplemental for the Department of Homeland Security. And that supplemental, I think, is incredibly important that it includes support for local governments and nonprofits that are doing this work. So I'm pushing for that now, while I'm also pushing to get more resources in terms of personnel in our most remote areas, supporting centralized processing centers that also include, allow volunteers to do some of the relocation efforts. There's a lot of work that can be done, but we need the federal support to do it.
Okay. Well, speaking of federal support, you know that long before we had the issue with this recent influx of mainly Central American migrants, there has been a big backlog in the courts. And I'm wondering about the status of funding to provide an adequate review of asylum cases on the ground and then in the courts so that we don't have these long backlogs for people who are simply exercising a right guaranteed in the United States to seek asylum.
So this is a key issue in terms of root causes and impacts. We need to make sure that the asylum process is more efficient and predictable, because right now we have families who are going through extreme hardship fleeing poverty or violence, and some of them, if no matter how severe that poverty is, won't be if it's poverty alone, won't ultimately be eligible for asylum. And that's why we have to have a clear process for asylum. I was glad that the bipartisan agreement to get the government back up and running included increased funds for immigration judges, and we need to make sure that those positions are filled. And we need to make sure that there's the right guidance for clarity in the process. I also think a fundamental part of the solution is making sure that there are opportunities for people to apply in country, in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, that they can apply in country so they don't have to face these extreme hardships only to later find that they are not eligible.
Okay. As you know, this is also a major financial stress for our region, for the entire nation, because we have problems with folks sitting for hours and hours and hours waiting to bring cargo across the border in both directions. This is really a serious matter. What efforts are underway to get more agents so that we can expedite trade?
Growing up on the border, I know how important trade is to our economy and how we have invested to try to create opportunity, economic opportunity based on that trade. New Mexico is a net exporter, and our biggest trade partner is Mexico. So it's so important that we facilitate that trade. And so I've had hearings where I asked CBP officials about making sure that we're making this process more efficient. I've noted the long hours, including, for example, produce, the farm produce that's coming in that may actually end up spoiling before it gets to where it needs to go because of these long waits. Santa Teresa Port of Entry actually has a live video cam that shows how long or short the wait times are. So we've got to make it quicker. I signed on to a letter that was bipartisan supporting increased technology. There's a $5 billion backlog of infrastructure needs at our ports of entry. And if we could get to work on that, it would help put a lot of people to work in our community to support this robust trade economy. My first piece of legislation that I introduced was also to address this issue, asking CBP to put together a strategy on how to recruit and retain customs officers as well as Border Patrol agents in our most remote areas. And that would also help address certain ports of entry.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things that can be done. We can work on them together. It will also help our security because the majority of drugs that are coming in by land are coming in through legal ports of entry. And this increased technology would make us more secure as well.
That was New Mexico 2nd District Congresswoman Xochitl Torres Small talking with Fred Martino. You can watch the entire Newsmaker interview tomorrow night at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.